Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Let me just encourage you today. God knows the path that He is taking you on. You may not know. The Bible says that He leads the blind through a path that they don't know. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel very blind. Amen. I do not know what God is doing. I am simply holding on to Him. I'm holding His hand with my eyes closed, saying, "Lead me, Father. Lead me, Lord. Show me the way to go." But God has promised to do that for every single one of us. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. See, often we read those scriptures, but until you get into a situation where you have to trust God and you're not sure the direction of your life, you're not sure what God is doing in your life, it's difficult to put the Word of God together with your circumstance. But the Holy Spirit is the one who's supposed to direct us, and we are supposed to simply follow Him. And often He does not have a conversation with you when He's about to make a change or lead you into a new location. God told Abraham, "Leave your family, leave your relatives, leave the place you are, and go to a place I'll show you." Abraham probably said, "Where is that?" God says, "I'll show you." "Well, where are we going?" "I'll show you." And that is really the way the Lord leads us today, saints. Don't expect to have a conference with God. Don't expect to get an appointment with God and with your day timer, and you sit down and say, "Now, Lord, over the next year, I would like to know what you're doing in my life, how you're going to lead me, how you're going to guide me. By the way, which are the gifts you gave me? And I'm trying to discover my purpose. Can you please, I've got the pen right here. We want to write it down so we get it right, Lord. Would you please, listen, I've got a whole page, an empty page for you to fill up today." Saints, don't expect God to do that. Often when I pray, I hear the Lord say to me just a few words, actually two, most of the time. You know what they are? "Trust me. Trust me." I can't tell you how many times I've heard the Lord say to me, "Just trust me." Now, my questions have not been that simple. I don't ask God any two-word questions. But it seems that most of His answers are simply, "Trust me." And I'm going to encourage you with that today. Trust Him. Trust Him. He is God. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. All that's settled in the Word. But what needs to be settled is, will we trust Him? Will we allow Him to change our hearts, to become hearts of trust in Him regardless of our circumstances? David was there in that cave, and God began to send people to him to strengthen him. Do you know what? When God changes your location, often He will send family members or close associates with you to encourage you. Let me show that to you. The Bible says that when David got there, that's 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2, it says, "David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to be with him." God will send people to be with you, to strengthen you, to encourage you. And many times He'll send family members to go with you. Do you know that God uses families to accomplish His work? Moses had his brother and sister, Aaron and Miriam. And when we look at Jesus and His disciples, we see whole families that God used. James the Less, it means little James. And his brother Judas. His father, Alpheus, and his mom named Mary, his mother named Mary, that is. Peter and Andrew were brothers. John and James were brothers, and their parents were Zebedee and Salome. Salome. Is anybody hungry today? The Bible tells us that Philip brought Nathanael to meet Jesus, and he became a disciple as well. I'm going to encourage you today to invite your family members to where God has planted you, because it may be God's will for them also to find their purpose with you, because God does use families. The Bible tells us that David's family joined him and 400 others who God sent to benefit from the anointing he had placed on David's life. You know, when the Bible tells us about those individuals, they may not be individuals that you would want to join with you. Let's read about them. Look at verse 2. That's 1 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 2. Listen to the 400 that God sent to David. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented. David was not only in a cave, but God sent this motley crew to be with him. Why does God do that? Oh, it's because they benefited from the anointing on David's life. When you read about the 400 later on, they became God's mighty men. They became men of renown who did mighty exploits for God. Their lives were transformed because the anointing on David's life was transferred to their lives. They came out of debt. They were no longer discontented. They worked together as a team. They were no longer in distress because they believed God. And God will send individuals to sit at your table and receive from what he's already done in your life. Don't chase those people away. Some of you see people that are high maintenance. Do you know what that means? Sure you do. Some of you people will see people who seem it's very difficult for you to keep up with them because they're making demands on your life every time you turn around. And we hide from those people. We don't return their calls. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You run from those people, but often God has sent those people. Wow. That's right. God, not the devil. God has sent. Wait, listen, I'm going to show it to you in the word. Everyone who was distressed, everyone was in debt, anyone who was discontented, God gathered to David. And if God will do it to David, he'll do it to you. God will send individuals to you that are high maintenance so that the anointing on your life will correct the situation in their life. Wow. And God is doing it because he's working on your heart. God is not only interested in making you a leader, he's interested in making you a father. Amen. He's interested in making you a mother to somebody. He's interested in allowing his love to flow through your life to touch someone that will change their lives for all eternity. Often and sometimes those are high maintenance people. But it's in the scripture. Never forget that the body of Christ is most effective when all are functioning in their areas of gifting as well. God does not send you to a place just to warm a pew. God sends you there because you have gifts that are needed in that place. And he wants you to use them so that his work is successful. Now, the anointing does not insulate you from trouble. I've heard individuals who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and they say, I didn't know this was going to happen. I thought I was being delivered out of trouble. Yes, the Lord delivers the righteous out of trouble, but you have to be in trouble to be delivered out of trouble. The Bible says many are the afflictions or the trouble of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. David was anointed to become the next king of Israel, but God had to develop his heart to fulfill his destiny. That's what's going on with you today. Adversity, in the wilderness, problems you can't understand. There's a song that says, trouble won't last always, but the trouble just hangs in there. What is going on? It's because God is developing your heart for service. God desires to develop your heart to trust him. No, he doesn't give you a script. He doesn't give you a book. He doesn't give you instructions to understand what you're going through. No, it's called trust. It's called trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Hang on. Don't let go. Believe in God. Listen to some of David's prayers and how God changed his life. In Psalm 7 and verse 1, O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all those that persecute me. Please deliver me and make it in a hurry. Psalm 18, verses 2 and 3. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Lord, you are my shield and the horn of my salvation. You are my stronghold. He went on to say, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Think of this. The entire army of Saul was combing the wilderness for David. He had to trust God just to live to see the next day. Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4. Trust in the Lord and do good. You will dwell in the land and feed upon his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Psalm 56, verses 3 through 5. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. And God, I will praise his word. And God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can man do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are continually evil against me. That's the reality of the situation, folks. But David said, what time I am afraid, I will trust. I will trust in you. David learned to trust God through the most difficult, life-threatening, emotional-draining circumstances of life. And he's not the only one who's going to go through these things. God's going to take us through situations where he can begin to develop a heart of trust toward him. God will develop a heart that refuses to take revenge and harbor unforgiveness in each of us. Romans chapter 12, verses 19, 21, it says, "Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay.' Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Mark 11, 26 says, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you." And God shows us in the life of David, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 3 through 7, it states, "And he came to the sheepcotes," by the way, that to David, where was a cave, "and Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said to him, 'Behold, the day of which the Lord has said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hands, that they may do, that you may do to him even as it seems good to you.' So David arose and he cut off the bottom of Saul's robe privately. And it came to pass afterwards, as he was walking out, that his heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's robe." When that happened, David realized God is involved in this. He realized that the Holy Spirit convicted him from even cutting the robe of his enemy who was trying to kill him. It showed David that there was a divine purpose for why this was happening in his life, and that God did not want him to have revenge on Saul. God did not want him to withhold forgiveness from Saul, but God was protecting even Saul. The Bible says, "And he said to his men, 'The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master,'" listen, "'the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord.'" Would to God that we would see that people that we may not even esteem, people that have hurt and wounded us, are still under God's care and God's protection, even from us. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul arose out of the cave and went his way. This happened twice. God wanted to make sure that David's heart was changed. That's not good news for some of us. Because after you have encountered a devastating situation in your life where you've been wounded by others, you've been hurt, you've been treated unfairly, who wants to go through something like that again? Well, what actually happened was David did not suffer again, but he got another opportunity to revenge himself. In 1 Samuel chapter 26, verses 8 through 11, let's all turn there. You need to see this. You need to highlight this in your Bible. You're going to need this. When you have the opportunity to take revenge on those who have hurt you, to smear their name, to smear their reputation, to let the world know what these people are really all about. Go to this verse. 1 Samuel 26, verses 8 through 11. "Then said Abishag to David," he was one of his commanders, "God has delivered your enemy into your hands this day. Now, therefore, let me kill him." Since you didn't want to kill him, let me kill him. "I pray you with the spear, even to the earth at once, and I will smite him, and it will not need to be done a second time." And David said to Abishag, "Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" David said, "Furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord will judge him. For his day shall come when he die, or he shall descend into battle and perish there. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. To show the extent of how God had changed David's heart, even when Saul died, he wept. He wept over the man who chased him to kill him. Many of us would be rejoicing. We'd say, thank God, all of my deliverance has taken place. You know, now everything, the tables have been turned. The individual received their just reward. Praise the Lord. And 2 Samuel verses 1, 2, and 3, and David said to this young man who had come from this last battle where Saul had been slain, he said, where have you come from? So the man said to him, I have escaped from the camp of Israel. Then David said to him, how did the matter go? Please tell me. And the man said, the people have fled from the battle. Many of the people are fallen and are dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead also. Verse 11 says, David took hold of his own clothes and tore them. And so did all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan, his son, for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. Now, God will allow all kinds of things to happen in your life, folks, to develop your heart. Because God wants you to represent him to the world with his heart. And often we may feel like we have everything together, but when pressure comes, when we're treated unfairly, when things don't add up, when we don't have the resources that we need, all of those things bring out of us emotions. Yeah. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Through circumstances and adversity in life, God allows things to come up to the surface so that he can remove them out of your life. He wants to give you a heart of flesh. He wants to give you a heart that will trust him. He wants to give you a pure heart where his word can be spoken to individuals, and when it's spoken, it will convict them because of the purity in your life. God wants to do something in your life, but saints, it's going to take him bringing adversity and trouble because he's working on you. Will you allow God to complete the process he's begun in your life? Will you trust him and hang in there with him and know that he is in control? The Bible tells us that David was elevated to being the king of Israel. After all that he went through, he started in the palace as an armor bearer, but he ended in the palace as a king. Wherever God has brought you from, his desire and his design is to take you higher.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of A Heart to Fulfill Your Purpose. Now, Pastor Hill would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you're going through some difficulties in your life. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. Father, I just pray for every person who's going through difficult situations right now, those who are stressed out, those who don't know which way to turn, those who have been asking you for direction. I pray that you would grant your spirit to direct them. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you would direct our paths. We're believing that, Lord, for every listener right now. I pray divine guidance, blessing, and encouragement upon their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them to fulfill your purpose and destiny for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.